Oswald Chambers wrote a series of daily readings under the title My Utmost for His Highest. And as we come to look at this section on the Sermon on the Mount, which is part four, we could say also that this is what we're aiming at, high, higher, highest, to do our utmost to reach his highest goal for us. And his highest goal is that we are conformed to the image of his Son. His righteousness has been imputed to us. Now he will show us how it's imparted to us, how it works itself out in everyday life so that we grow up in all things pertaining to life and godliness and don't remain in childhood, so that we have a kingdom emphasis in everything we say and do, our lives joyfully and willingly under the government of God. Jesus has shown us in the Beatitudes who we are. And now, much as a parent saying to a child, when you're at the party, don't forget what I've taught you, behave in such a way that you will bring honour to me. He's reminding us that we are children of God and citizens of the kingdom of heaven, and as such, we are to conduct ourselves in a manner which demonstrates this, in order that others may see and come to glorify him too. In other words, our lives should become progressively more righteous. And he's about to show us what that looks like. The how-tos. As we come to this section of the sermon, then, we need to have open hearts and willing minds to enjoy the journey that will take us on, because it will not compute to the natural mind. He begins by saying that he's come to embody or fulfil everything the law and the prophets spoke of him. Matthew 5:17-20. Don't think I've come to abolish the law or the prophets. I've not come to abolish them, but to fulfil them. For truly I tell you that until heaven and earth disappear, not the smallest letter, not the least stroke of a pen, will by any means disappear from the law until everything is accomplished. Therefore, anyone who sets aside one of the least of these commands and teaches others accordingly will be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever practices and teaches these commands will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, you will certainly not enter the kingdom of heaven. He's the fulfillment, not some things, but all things. He himself will fulfil everything that the Old Testament spoke about. He comes to fulfil everything the law and the prophets spoke about him. This included the moral, judicial and ceremonial laws as given to Moses in Exodus, Leviticus and Numbers. Keep in mind here that we are in him. Many Christians find the Old Testament dull and boring and can't see the relevance. But Jesus says, all this is now to be fulfilled in me. I've come to carry it out and fulfil it in its entirety, not just in part. He comes as prophet, priest and king. He's fulfilling the role of prophet as he speaks and will shortly move into priest as he offers himself, not only as the sacrifice, but as the high priest, by presenting his own blood as an atonement for sin. And finally, he appears as the resurrected King of Kings and Lord of Lords. All this is confirmed as he quotes from the Old Testament, pointing it out to his hearers how they spoke of him. If at this point you find you're not familiar with the Old Testament, may I suggest you ask the Holy Spirit to illumine it for you so that you can see the riches of your inheritance in Christ? It's vital for our spiritual well-being that we have an understanding of the whole counsel of God, not just some. That we do not read just the New Testament, but understand how it fulfills the old. The new is in the old concealed, the old is in the new revealed. I leave you to think about that and perhaps glance through Exodus, Leviticus and Numbers before we progress any further. That would be a very good idea. Enjoy.